And in Northern California right now, a raging wildfire has forced the evacuation of hundreds of homes in Sonoma County and a rural area near Geyserville. A little later in the program, I'll be talking with CAL FIRE Chief Tom Porter about how bone-dry conditions contribute to these kinds of fires. He says even if power is shut off to places at risk, it's important to recognize that fires can still happen.
Any spark under these conditions could be catastrophic. It's not just those that are utilities.
Joining us now for more is KQED's Ted Goldberg. Hi, Ted.
Tanya, good to be with you.
So this fire is now being called the Kincade Fire. Tell us more about this area where it's burning and the conditions there.
All right. So this is northeastern Sonoma County. You may be familiar with a bunch of geothermal facilities that are located in this area in the far portion of the county. At around 9 o'clock last night, the fire was ignited. We understand from the National Weather Service that in the area where the fire started, at around the time the fire was ignited, the wind gusts were very strong. We're talking about 60, 70 miles an hour. It spread extremely quickly. So, you know, this morning when we came in to the newsroom, it was 10,000 acres. And, you know, we are getting reports that there are some homes that have been that have not been confirmed by CAL FIRE, that some buildings have been destroyed. Definitely there is some damage. And the community of Geyserville has been ordered evacuated. There's another nearby community there in Sonoma County that was ordered evacuated. And other residents in some of those nearby locations have been told you may have to pick up and leave.
Before this fire began, we've all been hearing about the state's largest utility, PG&E, shutting off power to about 180,000 customers to try to prevent these fires. Do we know if the people in the evacuation zone had power or not?
PG&E says the area where the fire started and where a number of the people who've had to flee from their homes is one where they shut off the power yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So on Wednesday afternoon at around 3 o'clock, and this was sort of a gradual thing, tens of thousands of customers in that area and in other parts of Sonoma and Napa County, wine country, you know, lost their electricity because PG&E had put in place this plan to prevent its infrastructure from igniting a wildfire amid very, you know, windy and dry conditions. So at this point, you know, I think we're all wondering, you know, what caused the fire. You know, we don't have any sort of official cause yet. There's obviously some concern that maybe it may have been some sort of other electrical infrastructure, either with PG&E or another company. At this point, we have no official cause of the Kincade Fire.
Okay. You know, one thing that we often talk about and we've talked about in previous fires is how people get notified of these evacuations. Do you know how these folks got notified and where they're actually going?
So I spoke to a sergeant with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office. They're the ones that are in charge of the mandatory and sort of advisory evacuations. They sent out a bunch of wireless alerts, and they had deputies go blare horns and sirens in neighborhoods where there were mandatory evacuations and knock on doors. And as you know, Tanya, in some of these cases, not everybody wants to leave. And he did say that there were a number of cases in which residents refused to leave their homes.
Oh, wow. Do you know if there have been any injuries or deaths?
So officially, we've not heard of any of that. And, you know, at this point, this is the kind of information, and I know, Tanya, because you've followed these kinds of fires in the past and reported on them, that we will learn over time. So, you know, right now it is a very chaotic, and it has been a very chaotic scene in that portion of Sonoma County. So some information, you know, will sort of bleed out over the rest of the day and in the coming days. So, you know, at this point, nothing confirmed, but a fire like this moving so fast, we would not be surprised to hear of casualties.
Yeah, and you mentioned those high winds. What does the weather forecast tell us? Is that area going to get any relief from the wind and the heat anytime soon?
So the National Weather Service, I spoke to a meteorologist this morning, indicated that the winds died down a little bit from what they were last night when the fire started. Still windy. And actually, several of my colleagues in the area have said, you know, as they drove to the area of the fire, even farther away, closer to here in Berkeley, that the winds were really strong overnight, reminding them of years past. And I'm not just talking about last year for the campfire or 2 years ago with the North Bay fires. I'm talking about the Oakland Hills fire. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we have sort of a memory about that comes back when these winds sort of resurface. So the National Weather Service says we're not fully out of the woods yet. And in fact, in the coming days, they're expecting a stronger wind event than the one that we got. And you pointed out PG&E's power shutoffs program a little while ago. We're expecting another round of shutoffs in the coming days. So this, you know, hopefully will not just be the beginning of something. But right now, the situation is not over.
Ted, thank you so much for this update. Ted Goldberg is senior news editor at KQED in San Francisco.
Thank you, Tanya.